the Tournament, written by Matthew Riley and read by Lucy Gaskell. What say you, Bess? Since we have to leave this place anyway, would you like to go on an adventure?
To where, sir? I asked, feigning ignorance.
You know exactly where, young miss. You have been listening from behind the door. He smiled. You need to gasp more quietly if you are to become a master spy, little one. To the chess tournament in Constantinople, to watch Mr. Giles compete.
I leapt up, smiling broadly. What a splendid idea! Can Gwynnie and Elsie come too? Can they, please?
Mr. Ascham frowned, glanced at Miss Kate. I fear I am already bending far too many rules just by taking you, my young princess, he said. It is too much to ask of your chaperones to govern three of you, but two would be manageable. You may bring one friend along. I hesitated, glancing at my two friends. There you were, Gwynnie, shy and sweet, a wallflower if ever there was one, looking at me with quiet hope, while Elsie's entire being blazed with excitement, her eyes wide, her fists clenched in desperate anticipation. She adored romantic tales about dashing princes and glittering palaces. A trip to an exotic city in the east was her dream come true. I had her undivided attention, and I liked it.
I shall take Elsie, I cried, and Elsie squealed and threw her arms around me in utter delight.
As I struggled in her embrace, I confess I did notice how you bowed your head in dismay. The young make mistakes. This is what they do. And given the awful things that occurred in Byzantium, perhaps this choice was a mistake. But having said that, given the true and lasting friendship that we have forged over the course of our lives, Gwynnie, and, mark my words, queens need true friends, there is a part of me that is glad for that error, for in choosing Elsie, I spared you the trauma of witnessing firsthand the events I beheld in the Moslem Sultan's court.